As you said, we are here in Columbia, South Carolina, where the polls are still open and voters are still casting their ballots to choose the Democratic presidential nominee. Throughout this primary season, pollsters and strategists are going to be paying close attention to which groups of voters are showing up and which groups are staying home. On this program, we're going to be paying particularly close attention all year to younger voters and potential voters. That's typically defined as between the ages of 18 and 29. We want to understand who and what is getting them motivated or turning them off. One reason we're following this, the 2018 midterm elections turned out to be an historic year for the youth vote. That, according to Tufts University's Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement, which has been tracking youth voting, 28% of eligible young people voted in the 2018 midterms, which was the highest turnout among that group in decades. But that still leaves a lot of room for growth, and many candidates have been here in South Carolina making their pitch to young voters. Yep, that's John Legend. He was at South Carolina State University and HBCU in Orangeburg, getting the crown hyped for Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, I'm skipping Spanish. I'm sorry, Dr. Stein.
That was Amaris Davis. She was a little reluctant to admit it, but eventually she came clean. She was really there to see John Legend. Roland Brandon, though, was there to be convinced.
Because here's the thing. We fight back. We fight back. And we get this government to represent the people. We push back the interests of money in this country. And we can make big structural change.
He wanted to hear what Senator Warren had to say.
I'm on the fence. I really don't.
You're really on the fence? Who are you kind of looking at, you think?
I like Elizabeth. Uh-huh. I like Elizabeth, but I also like Joe.
What is it that attracts your attention with her?
Her energy. You can tell like she really wants it. It ain't just she's not doing it just because she don't like the other candidates. She's doing it because you can feel her energy and her presence when she talks.
Later, we drove north to Columbia to the biggest public university in the state, the University of South Carolina. We met with some of the more engaged Democrats on campus, including Ashley Harrington. She is the State Federation President of the College Democrats of South Carolina. That's the official youth outreach arm of the Democratic National Committee.
You're the president of the State College Dems. Would it be fair to say that you prefer not to declare a candidate or publicly disclose?
I would personally prefer, and I cannot.
Okay, no, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
Like all of the students we spoke with at USC, this will be Harrington's first time voting in a presidential primary and a presidential election.
We had our most formative years looking at the 2016 presidential election and seeing what that did to the country, because we were seniors and juniors and sophomores in high school. The shift from Obama to Trump, that big shift, it really sparked a lot of people.
Presumably you've been listening to the conversations that your friends and your peers have been having. Why don't you just tell me what some of those conversations have been?
So whenever you're going to be around a lot of young people, they're going to be more progressive. It's like that everywhere, status quo. Of course, depending on people's personal beliefs, family lives, where they're coming from, they could be a few moderates. We have in the College Democrats of at USC, a few moderates.
Two of them, to be exact.
That's about it.
She was referring to Richard Dorman and Jaleel Johnson, and we talked with both of them.
Are you excited about voting in your first presidential election?
I am excited. Well, I actually did vote absentee.
Oh, you voted absentee?
And so it was kind of a little sad,
that's kind
though,
of a,
because,
yeah,
you know,
no hoopla.
I don't know. There's a different feeling when you actually go to the polls and press the button.
That's Jaleel Johnson. He's a freshman.
My ancestors fought for me to have this right, so I was excited to use my right to vote.
And he used that right to vote early for former Vice President Joe Biden.
So Biden, when he first ran, or when he announced that he was running, we already knew who he was because, especially as a black person, Obama was so accomplished. And when I saw Biden, I saw Obama through him. And because racism is one of my most important issues, I think that Biden has a better insight on how to solve the institutional system of racism because he did witness firsthand the racial and sensitive remarks directed at the first black president.
If he doesn't make it to the nomination, would you still vote for the Democrat?
I will still vote for the Democrat. I did tell people, again, as a moderate, I'm just going to need some more convincing on why I should vote for if Bernie Sanders becomes a nominee. My main concern with having him or Warren I think it's going to affect the down ballot. There's a young gentleman by the name of Jamie Harrison, who is a black man who's running against Lindsey Graham. He's a Democrat running in a red state. He's black. And I feel like if Bernie is a nominee, it's going to affect people like him, because what the Republicans are already doing and what some Democrats are doing are branding us as a socialist party.
Richard Dorman shares those concerns. He's a junior from Aiken, South Carolina.
Are you excited about voting in a presidential election for the first time?
100%. I am pumped. In fact, so this Friday is South Carolina's playing Clemson in the in baseball. Go Gamecocks, by the way. Gotta let that out. And so I plan to leave early in the morning right after that baseball game, head back home to my precinct bright and early, and gonna go ahead and vote. And then spend the rest of the day with my folks.
And the Dorman vote is going to Vice President Joe Biden as well.
Did you consider any other candidates?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I considered Mayor Pete. The biggest reason why I'm not sure about him is because he lacks experience in federal government. Also considered Elizabeth Warren. My biggest concern with her is her trade policy.
And what about Sanders? A lot of young, I mean, not to be patronizing, but so many of the younger, his juice is really coming from the younger voters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I will say that back in 2016, that's when I really started dabbling in politics. In fact, Bernie Sanders, he had a rally at USC Aiken in my hometown. That was the first political rally I've ever been to. And I was full on in support of Bernie Sanders at the time. But my views, as I've continued to look more into politics, look more into policy and stuff, I've become a lot more moderate, I guess you could say. And my views just simply don't align much with Bernie.
That makes him a bit of an outlier among his peers. Again, according to research from Tufts University, Bernie Sanders has won the youth vote decisively in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada. Timothy Simmons is strongly considering him as well. He's a sophomore at USC, and earlier this week he attended a CNN town hall where he got the opportunity to ask a question of the former vice president.
All right, welcome back to a live CNN Democratic presidential town hall. We have former Vice President Joe Biden. Let's get another question from the audience. Timothy Simmons, student at the University of South Carolina, leaning towards Senators Warren and Sanders. What's your question?
I'm not going to answer his question. I'm only teasing. That's a bad joke.
Yeah. Good evening. You have criticized Michael Bloomberg for his stop and frisk policies in New York, but you have not really commented on your 1994 crime bill. Are you aware of the impact that it had on the black community? Would you pass such legislation if it were to be introduced today?
Let me tell you, I've commented on it 100 times. I've been thoroughly.
And he basically told me that he had black representatives in the community during that time help him and like support that cause, and that's why he did it. But at the end of the day, I asked him specifically about the black community. I understand that like the murder rates went down and violent crime went down, but the black incarceration rates went up. So I don't think that there's a link between murder rates and black people in jail, but maybe I'm wrong.
Do you feel like there's a difference of opinion between you and, say, your older relatives?
Well, actually, my parents are all voting for Bernie Sanders. My, like, grandparents, they're voting for Joe Biden because he's familiar.
Do you think Bernie Sanders can win? I mean, in November, do you think he can beat Donald Trump?
I do. The reason is because Barack Obama energized black people to vote in 2008. I don't think Joe Biden will have that same energy from young black people. Barack Obama had that energy from everybody. For people like me, like younger voters, I don't think that people like me would turn out for Joe Biden.
Just a few blocks from campus at Finley Park in downtown Columbia, rapper Killer Mike gets a crowd of young people fired up while they wait for Bernie Sanders to take the stage.
I'm going to ask, and I'm not even going to tell you what to say. The time to progress is when?
Yeah.
The time to progress is when?
Yeah.
I love what the Democratic Party has done, but I'm going to love more what we are about to do. We are going to progress this election. We're going to progress this party. We're going to progress this country. And we're going to progress that old guy right into the White House.
Thank you, Columbia!
That's the energy Timothy Simmons is looking for when he casts a primary ballot for the very first time.
I have always wanted to vote. I mean, like, even in high school, for me, and I think for a lot of other kids, seeing Donald Trump be elected really changed our minds. about voting.
And that's what the campaigns are counting on as they continue on from South Carolina.